Sometimes my sister and her husband stay, and sometimes they leave and go over to see my brother-in-law's parents' family, because his family lives in Memphis also. And they open presents over there because he has a little sister who's like, I guess she's 12 or something, still gets real excited about Christmas. It's very pleasant. It's one of the nicest times that we have together, especially since it's about the only time we are all together now.
Is your brother coming this time?
Yeah, I think so. As far as I know, he'll be there maybe for a day. And my grandfather will be down. We used to go, when we were little, we used to sometimes go up to my grandparents in Kentucky, my mother's parents.
Mm-hmm. How far away was that?
Well, then it was almost, it was probably 180, 200 miles. It's right over the Tennessee-Kentucky line, right in southwestern Kentucky. Of course, now it'll take a little longer since the speed limits have changed. Mm-hmm. I have not been in a very long time, probably 4 years.
How did you get there when you went?
We drove.
If you're not sure whether you will have time or not, you say, I blank, I'll have time.
I'm not sure I'll have time. I might not have the time.
All right, suppose you think you will. You'd say,
I'll probably have time.
Oh, okay. I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Okay, you made a purchase. The storekeeper took a piece of paper and he
charged it, gave you a receipt?
No, he's
wrapped it up, put it in the sack.
If you sell for less than you paid, you say, I had to sell it
at a loss.
You admire something but don't have enough money to buy it. You say, I'd like it, but
it's too expensive.
Okay. Or another way of saying that?
It costs too much. I can't afford it.
All right. When it's time to pay the bill, you say the bill is
due.
If you belong to a club, you have to pay the
dues.
If you haven't any money, you go to a friend and try to
borrow.
When the banker is gently refusing a loan, he says money is
tight these days.
Okay.
Time to come down.
He ran down the springboard and
dived off.
Okay. When you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a
belly buster.
If a boy puts his head on the ground and kicks up his feet and goes over, you say he turns a
flip. Somersault?
Okay. He wants to get across the river, so he dived in and
swam across the river.
Mm-hmm.
That was yesterday. Tomorrow he'll swim, and he has swum.
Great. When you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little present and say it's for
being such a good customer.
Okay. What is that present called? A bonus or a gift when the bill is paid?
I don't know. I've never heard of that.
Did you ever hear of a lag niappe?
What is it?
Lag niappe? Principal parts of drowned.
Drowned. Not drowned. I don't say drowned.
What does a baby do before it's able to walk?
It crawls.
Okay, you saw something up a tree. You wanted to take a closer look at it, so you went over to the tree and
climbed up it.
And yesterday you?
I climbed up it yesterday too.
All right. And you have often
climbed the tree.